Hey, what is up, everybody? Today is Friday, August the 6th. We just made it through the hardest, craziest, most wild, jaw-dropping week of NFTs to date. And I think we're going to have an interesting weekend the more I start looking at some of the markets and what's going on. You know, with that said, I want to thank everybody that I've met over the last couple days. I've met a lot of you. Interacted with a lot of new friends, meeting a lot of new creators. You know, it's been awesome to meet people like Pujan here, who's showing me behind the scenes for one of his photos. You know, I've met a ton of photographers in the last couple days that are just absolute beast. And it's just been a whirlwind for me. Definitely one of the most emotional and trying times of my entire life. And I know that sounds probably dramatic, but there is just so much happening. And it's kind of one of those periods in life where you need to kind of, you know, seize the moment. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm bullish. I'm, you know, positive on what's happening in the space. Quick shout out to NFT Culture and PO. And a Tropo Farmer. I kind of crashed the show last night. He was on with NFT Culture. I hopped on there, hopefully dropped a little bit of knowledge for some people. It's always good to just rift with Tropo, and Pio is a great guy. So yeah, definitely go check that out. You can check out their Twitter at NFT Culture, or check out Pio. And essentially, we just talked about the market, where I thought there were, you know, possibilities for alpha. I'm going to drop a little bit of that probably in this show as well. I tried to, but do go give them some love. So for today's show, I thought we'd bring back the question of Ask Me Anything. We'd help some people out, share some thoughts on what's going on. And yeah, we'll run through this and try to answer some of these questions. Fave Lee asks, do you think pre-2021 projects will be more relevant than today's 2021 NFT projects? I think it's a good question. I think relevant is an interesting word. I think they might be more collectible. I don't know if they'll be relevant. I think CryptoPunks will certainly always be relevant and be something that are sought after. But when I look back to like Curio cards, are they relevant right now? I think they're you know, a collectible from a date standpoint. And then relevancy also has to do with the idea of like cultural significance, and can you cultural signal with it? And I don't think like I can go up to somebody and say, hey, I own a Curio card right now and it's a flex. And I think some of it also has to do with like pricing, right? So I don't think that just because something is pre-2021, it's relevant. I think it makes it collectible, and I think it makes it, you know, it's kind of like a historic artifact. So I think they'll have like their place as those collectibles, but I don't think, you know, I don't think some of these projects, just because they're old, are going to be like, oh, like you have a Mooncat, that's sick, like I'm impressed. Unless the market really changes here. If you think that some of these projects should be more relevant, and you know, obviously they aren't as relevant as they should be, that's a buying opportunity and potential for you guys to make some money as those, you know, become relevant. So great question. Jameson, always asking questions. Hunter, do people really want more utility out of their NFT projects, or is the community and sense of exclusivity all that's needed to sustain the current levels of attention and capital inflow? Another really good question. I think right now attention's getting spread really thin. I think that exclusivity and social signaling are at like the top of the charts. So like I have a Bored Ape, or I have a Punk, or I have a Cool Cat, like being able to show off what you own. I do think as that exclusivity level for a lot of these projects rises, and like it's harder and harder to get into some of these exclusive, you know, clubs, people are going to look for the next project, and it's going to be hard to stand out in all the noise. And I'm not saying you have to have utility, but I'm saying to stand out in a crowded room, you have to have that utility for people to go, wow, that's different. It's not just an image. And that'll give you kind of like this boost to stand out. So I do think more utility and thinking about like long term for your NFT project and what you can provide, whether it's physical or access or you know, resources to your owners, I think that's important to you know, bring into the discussion. And I also think bringing in stuff that like push the use of a smart contract is super important. So Jameson, I know that there's things going on with you and the projects that you work on. I think people are excited for that. They want to see smart contract utilization pushed and kind of pushing the bounds. So I do think it's needed to stand out, and it can create like that FOMO effect or like that, you know, anticipation for the project. Joey, good morning, Joey. Hunter, will you ever get a punk? If so, how? Yes, the answer is yes. I'm going to get a punk. Again, I've had a post-it note sitting on my wall here since February that says buy a punk. Obviously, I waited too long and I put money into the market a little too slow. Because now I could, I'm set up to buy a punk, but not at these price levels, unfortunately. I'll give you my quick rundown on punks real quick. I do think that punks are going to see a pullback in price at some point. I feel that, within the next month, we'll see the floor below the current point. Even if we do run up to like 75 or 100 ETH floor, I do think what we're seeing right now is a lot of speculative buyers come in looking for the flip. I see a lot of people buying up punks and delisting punks. So the floor price rising to me doesn't surprise me. I do think we'll see a little bit of a pullback. It was a quick run up and I always expect pullbacks whenever we see a huge, huge, huge spike. So, just my thought. TJ Thorne, looking forward to the next episode, man. I've been trying to watch them ever, even though most of it is out of my wheelhouse. Plan on talking about photo projects. If you're a twin flame collector or were, I know you're a twin flame collector. Yeah, so I am still a twin flame collector. I did have offers roll through on that last night that were hard to turn down. But I am going to hold out. I know the value of what I have. But yeah, I am going to start talking more about photography. So if you have projects, feel free to, I'll have a post that I'll drop. I think photography is really interesting because, you know, not every photographer that's jumping into the space right now understands the entire like breadth of what is possible. And I would love to help that community out as much as possible because, you know, I've had a passion for, you know, photography. My Genesis piece that I uploaded for sale ever on OpenSea was, you know, my first photo of a camera. It means a ton to me. So yeah, I do have a soft spot in my heart for photography and I'm excited. So I'll start talking more about it. I still got to put out the Chi Modu video that I've recorded, and I'm going to put out a twin flame video as well explaining the emotional and stressful process of me buying my twin flame with Tropo and why that piece holds so much sentimental value at this point. Let's see here. So many questions. Yeah, so the other thing I was going to ask people were, should we turn this show or this, like, these questions into its own like show? Because there's so many good questions in here. How do you choose the artwork you want to buy? Do you research and go with the first impression? I research and then I look at, do I like the artist? Do I think they're going to be around in 5 years? Do I think this is going to be sought after? Is it high quality? Does the pricing make sense? And I do look not only at like from a financial standpoint, but it's also first artistic impressions. So that's a two-pronged answer there. You know, Pop Wonder, I waited and waited and waited. And then I finally decided, wow, this guy's putting out really good work. It's always quality. People are buying it. And then I got in. And luckily, I got in just before the demand went way up. But yeah, that's how I look. I wait to see what you're doing as an artist. If you keep putting out good content, if you have a good history, if I see your vision in the 20-year span, I'll buy. So it's financial, and I want to see what you do as a person. thoughts on the Pudgy surge. I'm going to touch on the Pudgies at the end of the video here. But yeah, I have thoughts on the Pudgies. ES domain names, ENS domain names, are they worth looking into acquiring? Yes, 100%. Yes. Go, if you don't have an ENS domain, go buy one today. It is a worthwhile investment, in my opinion. Let's see here. Diamond Hands, highest upside NFT right now. Artblocks Factory, in my opinion. That's if you want, like, from a cost to the upside, I think you could see a 10x on some of those projects. Let's do like two more questions. I'll talk about overlooked projects right now and over invested projects. Why did I sell my MeBit? I had to sell my MeBit to invest in a DAO. I'm regretting that. I sold it for 7. The floor is now 14 for hoodies, I think. So that is a really painful sale to sell it a couple of days early to afford to get into a DAO and lose out on about 7 ETH worth of profit. I'm kind of devastated on that one. It was a decision I had to make, but we'll see if that plays out in my favor. It's hard. I think everybody's got to start realizing that there's going to be times where you just got to part with something and it might not be the right decision, and you can't be emotional on it. You cannot look back and regret and let it, you know, influence your choices. Like, I very easily could, you know, put the last couple US dollars I have in and try to go get another hoodie MeBit or another MeBit. But I do think the MeBit market has started to be picked up quite a bit. And prices have appreciated heavily. I just could not wait another day for my MeBit to appreciate in price, unfortunately. So yeah, guys, those are the questions that I'm going to answer for today's show. Let me know if you think I should turn that into its very own kind of like Ask Me Anything show. I'll either do it like daily or, like every other day, or like maybe it's like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, or just a Friday thing. But yeah, let's jump into some of the news and what's going on. Vincent Van Doe, one of the biggest ballers in the space, giving a shout out to one of my favorite people, Alpha Century Kid. I've had the pleasure of speaking to Alpha quite a bit recently, and getting to understand his thought process on how he approaches art and just getting to know him a little bit as a person. I am a huge Alpha Century fan. And I can kind of back this endorsement wholeheartedly. One of his recent pieces that just got listed here, right click print number 8. I think it's like 15 editions, but each edition is a little bit unique. So if you haven't, go give Alpha a, or ACD, ACK, if you want to abbreviate that way. Go give Alpha some love, a follow on Twitter, or just check out the projects he's putting out on OpenSea. Would mean a lot to me. Another thing that means a lot to me, Justin Taylor, who is just like the coolest dude ever. One, he's got fire shoe collection, and two, he's just a freaking genius when it comes to gaming, social media, and culture as a whole. Tweeting out yesterday at me, D's, and Farouk, Twitter finally adding co-hosting for Spaces. Like, round of applause, huge clap for Twitter. They're listening. That is so awesome. I'm long Twitter. I'm bullish Twitter. I love Twitter so much. And Farouk saying it's lit. It's about to hit hard on some of these collabs. D's is hyped up. I did tweet out who's ready for a D's Farouk Hunter Super Space. That is in the plans. It's in the DMs. We're planning what's going on. And hopefully in the next couple of days, we will have one of the biggest, most fire Twitter NFT spaces of your life. So look forward to that. Another piece here from Absurd Arboreum. A project that I just like enjoy from a, I got to see behind the scenes. I like what they're doing. The guys that are doing the project are super cool. The trees are only 0.06 per tree. There's a limited supply, and I hope that you guys go check out this Medium post. I mentioned in it, but it's cool because, You know, there is a lot behind of like the behind the scenes, the thought process, what they're trying to accomplish, what the trees look like. And I think more projects that are going to start to put out information like this are going to succeed. So I just love it when people put out stuff like this. Go give them some love, a shout out, a follow, and just check it out. You don't have to buy, do your own research, but definitely another project that has an emotional place in my heart. Punks comic, Punks, remember, you, it is time to burn. I think you got like another couple days here before the burn period ends. There is, you know, details, there are details being dropped within the Discord on some of the you know, benefits to being in the DAO, benefits to staking. Go do your research, don't wait too long. You can see if you're waiting to jump into the project, time is slowly running out for you. Pricing is certainly starting to rip again. I think we're at a 2 ETH floor. We'll touch on that in a second. Congrats to Claire Silver getting the Eric Andre follow. I think Yuppie also got the follow as well. Eric, we know you're in people's DMs. We know you're asking questions. You know, if you tried to come in quietly, it's over. We know about it. You're being talked about in a lot of the group chats I'm in. So I'm happy to have Eric here. Like, this is – Eric's one of those people who, like, gets me excited as fuck to see him interested in punks, interested in NFTs, you know, this entire space as a whole, because he's probably one of the most creative and, you know, kind of like – backwards thinking, not backwards thinking maybe, but like he will take NFTs, I think, and be very creative with them, utilize them in a different way. And certainly he has a global reach that he can put them on the map for so many people if he were to buy one and utilize it in a show or whatever it is. So I'm excited for Eric to be looking around the space, even if he is just lurking right now. Excited to see what he does. Looking at the NFT space as a whole right now, Punks on the top, nothing, not much of a surprise there at all. Punks on top, Bored Ape Yacht Club right behind, still around that 15 ETH price. Oh, excuse me. Art Blocks curated and third, so no surprises there. Meebits volume picking up more and more. Floor at 3 ETH. Tom Sachs volume picking up there. Saw some huge sales roll in. Curio cards. Floor getting just chewed up. No surprise there. Bored Ape Yacht Club. Or Kennel Club. I think we're seeing a little softness there. We kind of hit the peak. Royal Women, still not much of a change. Gutter Cats, 2.3 ETH. I mean, the market has appreciated quite a bit for many of these projects. Like CyberKongs, 1.6. Shout out to CyberKongs. Twin Flames, 64. Huge. Pegs, 50 ETH. Damien Hirst falling more and more, though. That's worth touching on. Like, I think the Hirst is in this accumulation period. If you want my honest to God opinion, we're in a period of just kind of pullback for Damien Hirst. I do see this going towards like 4 to 5 ETH closer to that burn period, though. A lot of people talking about what they're going to do. The Twitter collection, very interesting. We'll touch on that. Totally forgot to pull that up. And yeah, the Ghost project, seen a little bit of a rise. Forgotten Rune Wizards, we'll touch on them. Seen a little bit of a rise in price. I'm not going to talk too much about the honorary members. I do think it's kind of crappy that people that didn't claim their original apes came back and waited for, you know, things to blow up, and then they said, hey, I want my honorary ape because it's worth hundreds of ETH now. I'm not going to get too much into that, but I do think, you know, understand that your collector base is going to look at what you do as a project. And then lastly, Crypto Baby Punk sitting at a 1.38 floor. Exciting stuff for them. Yeah, let's hop into some of these projects. I'm definitely going to miss stuff. There's just too much happening. So like the Twitter project, you know, you could purchase something for nothing. And I, this is a great example, and it pisses me off where, you know, this is a project where if you were patient and waited until things got quiet, you could have picked one of these up for nothing, for nothing. And the floor now in like in the 50s, I think. So, you know, think back to like a month ago, 2 months ago, what project dropped that had insane hype and you were like, that's high quality. Go back and look at it. I think every project's kind of being, you know, rewinded on and reanalyzed at this point. And then just understand, like, if we see a top come in here within the next couple weeks, realize which projects are were overlooked, which ones appreciated, and look for those buying opportunities. This was one of those opportunities where this is all we talked about for a week and a half. And then it was just, you know, you can hear a pin drop. You couldn't, you know, around this project, nobody was talking about it. So yeah, I mean, this hurts me. I wish I had not had more time to realize that this was out there. I would have loved to pick one up. It's one of the coolest projects. And I think it'll be historic, and you won't be able to buy for, you know, double digits. It'll be a triple digit kind of project going forward. Bored Ape Yacht Club, insane, just insane. You know, volume's dropping down a little bit. That is expected. I do think that we're going to see pricing or average pricing maybe pull back a little bit, but we're not going to go back down below 10. So we'll probably stick around this 10 to 15 range. I don't know if we have the hype and the FOMO to drive us to 20, but the pricing's just wild. I mean, we're seeing stuff go for 28. We're seeing stuff go for 35 for this ape here. I mean, look at all these 15s to 20s rolling in. Just crazy. We saw an ape go for 100. Let's open this in a new tab. So we got the Diamond Teeth 3D Cheetah Gang. 100 ETH, absolutely fire, love it. 3D gang, close to the heart, as of course. I mean, the great thing to see here is that pricing is not just on the floor. Obviously, the floor getting lots of action, but we're seeing hundreds roll in. We're seeing 75s roll in. We're seeing zombies go for 70. You know, here's one for 45. And these were 14 hours ago. Like, there's still another. There's still another, you know, half of a day worth of buys out there. So just crazy insanity happening around the project. You know, I'm trying to see, I think, what is the highest ape sale? I'm curious. Let's go check that out and when that was. You know, just because, like, we're seeing Bored Ape Yacht Club kind of just solidify itself as, like, that secondary best project that's out there. And I'm excited for it. I think they deserve it. A couple notes around Bored Ape Yacht Club real quick. Bored Ape Yacht Club is doing a merch drop that starts today on Friday, August 6th. It'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern time. It'll have hats, shirts, hoodies. So 1 p.m. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern time. There will be a merch drop. Go check it out. The other thing we'll touch on at the end of the video is that there is a Bored Ape Yacht Club Riverside Casino game that'll be happening. That will be, you know, prize rewarded. So whoever wins at the casino games at the end of the period gets a grand prize, and then the other top 100 finishers get a consolation prize. So that is, you know, an interesting thing. I'll show the details at the end of the video, though. So yeah, highest sale currently 109, golden. We did see, so we saw this trippy go for sale 90, 105. I mean, wait until things get really crazy. I don't think we've seen, sales for these things still go wild. Oh my God, excuse me, big yawn. A lot of the pricing here is kind of just set up like, you know, these are forever holds for a lot of people. You know, I could see this guy going for sale again. 55 is not too insane. Yeah, I'm impressed with the sales activity on Bored Ape Yacht Club. So definitely keep an eye there. I do think we could see a price pullback to like 12 or 13. We're kind of hitting that resistance point right now. Arblocks curated, sitting around, the same points on activity and pricing. Crummy Squiggles, I think, are now in the fours, expecting those to keep rising. I get a gut feeling though that like the entire market saw a huge appreciation. I am kind of getting to the point though. And correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but I do think we're going to see a little bit of softness maybe into this weekend. It's just a gut feeling, and I could be completely wrong, but I haven't been buying the last 2 days just because I'm curious if we'll see some of these really high quality projects start to pull back and I can pick up, two for the price of one. I don't know though. It's just a if we look at the charts, and I'm going just purely from the charts, like we had these, modal spikes, and then we had a huge one having a pullback now. Do we see if this volume really drops down and we see average price still continue to rise up, I'll get really, really bullish. But if we see this volume spike down and then we see this average price over the next couple, week or two start to flatline and even decrease for some of these projects, I'm going to expect huge, huge bearish moves for some of these projects. And it's not to say NFTs as a whole are going to go into bears. It's just me thinking and my strategy of, I think a lot of people got in for flip game. We always see this. And once prices start to go back towards where the original flip game, started at, they will quickly relist. And then it's a race to the bottom, and then you'll start having people sell at a loss, and then people start freaking out, and that's how some of these markets for these different projects collapse. So curated, obviously getting a ton of attention right now. I do, like I've said, factory is where I would look if you're looking for deals. Meebits floor currently at 3. So congrats. Everybody give yourself a round of applause. You made it back to mint price. Some of you who said it would never happen, joke's on you. Joke's on me for selling my Meebit. I mean, look at this volume and pricing. It's sad. It's really hard to look at. I'm happy for Captain Trippy. He got a great deal. He's certainly not upset. But I think this just kind of comes, you're going to take some L's. And I certainly did take a huge L on that one. And I'm going to wish I had it back probably in a couple weeks here. So Meebits, still, you can buy one at the floor, not bad prices. And I think we'll still see some appreciation there. Tom Sachs Rocket Factory, I brought this up simply because we're seeing the floor go up, up, up. It's taken off like a rocket. Haha. And I know Tropos sold something last night, I think for like 5 ETH. I would really love to get a Budweiser one, but I cannot afford a 15 ETH purchase. It would have been really cool to get. I'm excited to see how this project performs long term. I think it's a great kind of like example buy. Ricky here picking up 3 of the Budweisers. And we're still seeing, big sales happen. Hermes Rocket 42, just insane, to see big sales like that happening. So keep an eye on that project. Arblocks Factory, as I mentioned, floor at 0.1 pretty much. You can hop in here and pick up some really good projects. I would hop in and just pick up a flower, right now. It's the bottom of the bottom, and I do see this project appreciating, and I do see Arblocks Factory starting to get appreciation for some of these galleries and people that are looking. VFriends floor at 7, huge spike up. Announcements coming out, hype being coming out, money flowing back into them. Oh man, it's I'm getting worried here. I'm getting worried that I'm going to be in a position to either sell one of these. Two gift goats getting purchased, 25, 26. Spectaculars going for 14 to 30. Courtside Cat being the big kind of discussion point here. 100 ETH. Go sit next to Gary on the court. But lots of spectaculars moving, lots of gift codes moving. Just lots of price action on VFriends. I still fucking love this project. I love Gary. I love, you know, the community around the project. I'm excited for the announcements to come out. I really, really, really want a goo. That's still like, if you ask me like what my top three acquisitions would be, what I would liquidate every single piece in my collection for, and what I would liquidate all of my ETH for, would be to have a Punk, a Lost Robbie, and a goo. Those three would make me, I don't think there'd be many other things I'd ever have to worry about buying. I think I would be pretty happy on the NFT front. Just a thought. Cool Cats NFT, seeing that price appreciation rip up, but I think we're a little bit soft right now. If we go into the weekend and I'm right on this pullback and we pull back to one, for Cool Cats, and I do think some of these projects get a little soft, it would not be a bad purchase price if you're like, oof, I wish I hopped in. I do think this is a good long-term project that could see, still some upside in the multiples. Price points, the purchasing, not only happening at the floor here, big ones like 10 ETH for this Cool Cat. And I think we saw some other huge purchases come in. Volume and pricing picking up for the Cool Cats for sure. Twin Flames, the floor price, it said 64 when I looked earlier. Now it's saying 60. So we must have had a purchase roll in there. Or somebody changed their pricing or delisted. It looks like a delist must have rolled through on the Twin Flames. So we had a delist, it looks like. Price increase. So increasing from 60 to 75. That leaves kind of this lonesome twin here at 64. And then the floor jumps up another 7 ETH to 71 from there. We're seeing like the range between 60 to 100 slowly start to get eaten away. There's only 5 now between 100 and 60. So exciting times for Twin Flames. They're going to fractionalize, I think, the first Twin Flames today at 2 p.m. There will be a Twitter Spaces about it. Forgotten Runes Wizards Cult, another super high quality project that's been overlooked for some time. If you don't have one, it could be a good pickup. I think we could see multiple returns here. Trying to open activity, but it won't let me. So the floor is around 0.15, and we're certainly starting to see things heat up as, this has a game behind it. It has a great story. It was, the art's cool. I like the 8-bit stuff. And there's a lot of owners still. But I think... I think for this to really take off, we're going to need to see the owners spread way thinner. I want to see this double or triple in owners for me to get super, super bullish. Obviously, the price is going to change if that happens, but I would love to see what happens if that owner's number starts rising. Real quick, so I'll touch on the Pudgy Penguins before we get into the overall talk about what's going on with Punks. Pudgy Penguins, I like the project. I think the art's cool. I like Coltherium. If you're salty because the price is at 0.25, because a bunch of people got in a Twitter space and talked about it, that's NFTs, baby. Like, that's going to happen. So I like the penguins. I like the eggs on the head penguins a lot. I didn't buy one yet. I just, like I said, I've been very, very cautious with, not cautious, but I've just been reserved with buying. Especially with going so hard into some of the projects that I'm in. I love the penguins though, and I think they're cool. They look cute. I think you'll see them around. If I could pick up a one with the clout glasses, I think that's where I would go. The clout goggles. They're sick. 0.45 though. That is a oof, for sure. But like, you got to pay for quality. Will this project be around in 20 days, 30 days? Hell yeah. That's my expectation. I do think that what we'll see play out here is people go in, we might see the prices pull back, a period of consolidation, and then do they become relevant again? And I think the whole story behind these profile photos and becoming relevant and will they appreciate over time is, how does the community view them? And are people using them? Are, you know, prominent people using them? Do they give you any kind of, you know, special love? Do they, what do they mean? Like, does owning a penguin mean something? And the fact that it's stirring emotions right now, bullish. Like, you got to be bullish on shit that gets people's skin, you know, going and gets under their skin and makes them upset. And I think that Cole has a little bit of hate sometimes that's unjustified. You know, love him or hate him, the art looks cool and the project was executed pretty well. So yeah, go look at the Pudgy Penguins. I'm a fan, no flood from me. But do your research and don't spend too much. Don't buy a 2 ETH penguin just because you think they're going to 10X. Buy what you like, buy something that's within your means. So real quick, before we hop into the last stuff with the punks, the Bored Ape Yacht Club, like I said, having the Decentralands game, there is information about this at a link. You can go to the Bored Ape Yacht Club Twitter page. That starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time for that project. So let's hop into CryptoPunks real quick before we wrap this up. Larva Labs, let's see here. CryptoPunks. So, yeah, wow. Recent transactions getting me dizzy just looking at that. Okay, so Punks for sale. Currently, the floor is at 53. Just bonkers. Bonkers, bonkers. You know, last night around like midnight on Eastern time, we were around 50. Seen another 3 ETH roll up. I think it's going to be important to go to like DGen data and start looking at activity here because I feel like we're getting to a top point. Very, very slowly approaching, you know, momentum slowing down a little bit. I do think we could still see this run to 75 to 85. That wouldn't surprise me. Don't get me wrong. We could still be not at the top. But the interesting thing here is a lot of delisting happening. A lot of people who are buying are just relisting higher. And if this were ever within, you know, I do think that if this were to lose momentum, we would see this slowly start to pull back and then people would start going, oh shit, I'm sitting on a 50 ETH, you know, purchase. And if the floor goes down to 30, I am underwater. And you'll either see people diamond hand or they will paper hand. And I'm not sure punk buyers wise who the most recent buyers were. I think at the price point, it makes me think that it's mostly DeFi and hardcore NFT whales. And NFT OGs and crypto OGs. And so they'll probably diamond hand that down. But I think you'll start to see some stuff start to get weak potentially. I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting play out here for sure. I know Keyboard Monkey and I think Alan Herrera told me this morning that they're expecting the floor to pull back. I'm certainly really interested in getting a punk, so I'm focused on understanding this market and economy pretty well. But I do, like with any chart, like if I showed you a chart of punks and we saw that huge, you know, spike up, you know, that pullback is usually expected after those huge spikes. So let's see what happens with them. You know, the last 24 hours, I got to go back a couple pages to see what the last 24 hours looked like. You know, we'll just go back 15 hours ago. Everything's being bought and sold and going crazy. You know, we saw a Top Hat 3D go for $1 million, 375 ETH. That was a huge sale. You know, purple hair stuff is now in the 50, the 70s, the 80s. Another Top Hat an hour ago for 129 ETH, $350,000. Yeah, it just punks are blowing up. We're seeing more and more sales. Really cool looking wild hair here for 84. You know, I really want a punk. I would love to get a smiley. I think that speaks immensely to my personality. I do worry. Like, it's a constant worry when I look at this market that it's slowly just going to keep rising up and I'll be chasing it. But I'll purchase a punk at some point. I think we talked about that wild hair mole smiley that sold. That was difficult to watch go at 46 ETH because really, really, really wanted it. But for everybody who else is who is looking to buy a punk, keep grinding, keep focusing. It is a game of, a game of time, not a game of like, a sprint to just get to a punk. It's going to take some time. It's a marathon, so stick with it. We got a lot of opportunities coming up here over the next couple years to flip and buy and sell your way up to a punk. With that said, guys, I think we'll wrap up the show here. We've had a lot of information, about the market. And certainly keep an eye on like floors and pricing and number of sales, because if we start to see things start to get weak, those projects where the flippers have bought in will start to pull back. And I'm expecting like a 25% pullback on a lot of these projects, if we do see any weakness in the NFT market. And then the projects that have been overlooked, like Meebit still has a little bit there, but it's been picked through. Artblocks Factory certainly still an opportunity. And like Wizards, the Penguins, stuff like this. Well, I think Wizards more. Like Wizards is like an older project that was super high quality. Like Deadheads is a high quality project. We're not talking about them enough right now. So that makes me think that they just haven't seen the appreciation yet. They're, being overlooked, and potentially we could see a run up. So I might go buy a Deadhead. I might go buy some Artblocks Factory. Our playground, and just go mess around, like look at stuff and see if I like it. And if it hasn't been bought up, it just means it's been overlooked right now. If it's a really high quality. So with that said, hope you guys had a good week. It's Friday. I'm going to try to put out a video or two over the weekend. Next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm out of town. Bachelor party. I'm gonna go play some golf. And I'm off of work, which means that we'll have to see what next week's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday videos look like. And I'm also very excited. I got projects that are in the works, hopefully launching those within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And on top of all of that, also some big announcements from business perspective on my end, what I'm hoping to launch from a business perspective. Marquee Bitcoin, NFT attorney, are involved, and there's some other very exciting people and projects, celebrities, brands that I'm going to hopefully work with going forward here and start to build out an empire. And some of the biggest names in NFTs will also be involved. So I'm very excited. A little bit of alpha for anybody who listened all the way through this. Hope you guys are enjoying your mornings. I'll catch you guys on Monday. Peace.